Welcome to the Forest Analytics Landing Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Russell. In this podcast, we'll talk about how data and analytics are transforming the forest products industry. We'll share how a research-based approach to analytics can empower your forestry organization to make better decisions with your data. Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to the podcast. Well, when I was at work on Friday, checked the news before I left work and found this story with President Joe Biden announcing some new initiatives relative to forests, especially national forests here in the United States. And of course, Friday, April 22nd was Earth Day, and it seemed an appropriate day to announce such a big initiative from the federal government focused on forests and Earth Day. And so what I thought I'd do is just kind of summarize at least how I interpret some of the news that came out on Friday and how it might relate to forestry and really the analytics side of forestry. I think it is quite rare that we can think of something or something comes up in the news related to forest analytics and policy. In this case, policy at the federal government level with the announcement of this forest kind of strengthening America's forest initiative by President Biden last week. And so if you look at the document, and I'll have some links to some of the documents in the notes, but if you look at this document and read through the executive order, and that's what it is, it's an executive order, nothing was passed by Congress, but it was signed on Friday by President Biden, and it directs federal land managers to define an inventory mature and old growth forest nationwide within the next year. And so that's a lot of work ahead for folks that are going to be doing this, I would suppose. And so specifically, it requires the Forest Service and the Bureau of Land Management to identify some of the threats to older trees, such as wildfire, climate change, and for folks to develop policies to protect those forests, to safeguard those forests. And so in general, a lot of work ahead for especially many of the folks working in the federal system as scientists and researchers to begin to identify an inventory old growth forests across the nation. And so in general, at a broad level, this executive order is really focused on pursuing science-based sustainable forest and land management, as it says in the direct in this executive order. And so if you read through it, it's separated into five different sections. And so the first section is really focused on policy. The second section goes into really the concepts of the mature and old growth forests. And then the third section talks more about international forestry and especially international deforestation. The fourth section describes nature-based solutions to climate change. And then the fifth section is really some general provisions, kind of some executive order type language that doesn't have a lot of relevance to the content of forests. And so I thought I'd kind of step through and talk a little bit more about what's in each of those sections. In terms of the policy, it really frames the background about the importance of forests in sequestering carbon, especially the importance of old growth and mature forests on federal lands, and how that can be used to advance some of the initiatives that the administration is working on. And so the real meat of this executive order is this idea of restoring and conserving the nation's forests, including mature and old growth forests. And so a lot of information and one of the longest sections that's written in the executive order. And so what it basically says is that the administration will manage forests on federal lands, which include mature and old growth forests, to promote their continued health and resilience. And so a lot of lofty goals with that. And so in terms of what will happen, one of the big things is that under the Secretary of the Interior, with respect to many of the lands managed by Bureau of Land Management, and the Secretary of Agriculture, and of course that falls underneath the national forest systems. The order describes 1 year to order, to find, identify, and complete an inventory of old growth and mature forests on federal lands, accounting for some of the regional and ecological variations, and shall make that inventory publicly available. And so with respect to the concepts of old growth forests, that's the language that's a part of this this executive order. And there's some more information and detail there. And so kind of looking at how do we collaborate and coordinate conservation efforts across other agencies and even with individual states and tribal nations. Also looking at analyzing threats to mature and old growth forests from wildfires and climate change, and also looking at developing policies that can inform appropriate policymaking relative to some of these issues. And so, as I mentioned, Section 3 was kind of more about stopping international deforestation. Of course, many folks interested in that and was a real focus of some of the recent climate summits and climate negotiations that have been ongoing. There isn't a lot of kind of analytical work, it seems, in reading through that work. This is more kind of an understanding of some of the limitations or some of the commodities that have been grown on lands that have been deforested, and understanding what that might look like in terms of how that relates to international deforestation. And so that Section 4 focused on nature-based solutions to climate change. And of course, a lot of information there about the role of forests in sequestering carbon, replenishing groundwater, conserving biodiversity. So lots of information on that. And this section really involves working with the Council on Environmental Quality and some of the other larger groups that work across different agencies. One thing that I found notable here in this section was really focused on implementing and using the United States Global Change Research Program to do an assessment of the nature of the U.S. As a report kind of related to this natural climate solutions to tackle climate change. And so some more information there seems to be coming, maybe coming as it relates to deploying nature-based solutions. And so when you kind of look at this, a few takeaways that I see from it are, first, just the rapid pace with kind of the executive order wanting some information within 1 year. And so many of us know, and especially when it comes to some of the things listed, a year is a short time for doing research and development type work when it comes to our forestry systems. The other thing that I noted specifically as it related to mature and old growth forests are the complications of what those are for our various diverse forest types that we have across the U.S. And so as an example, the executive order focuses a lot on inventorying and defining those and where they are. And so I think some consensus will need to be met across the research community about what is an old growth forest and what is a mature forest. And certainly there might be some information we can glean from that. You know, we could probably use remote sensing information at some level to inform that. We can probably use the forest inventory and analysis data set as a start to begin to look at which areas and what conditions might an old growth forest be. And so I think that's going to be a challenge, especially for folks that work in the quantitative areas, is defining what those are and finding a way to identify those through existing inventories. I doubt that a whole nationwide forest census is going to happen within the next year that specifically looks for these old growth forests, but I think they're definitely going to be relying on existing data to find out where those different forests are. So that, I think, is an incredible opportunity as well. I did a quick literature search on, you know, how have people defined old growth forests with the forest inventory analysis data. I honestly didn't find much. I found a few citations from the 1990s for some Western U.S. forests. But on the whole, it doesn't seem like a whole lot has been published on old growth forests and the FIA data set. Now, that's not to say there might be other data sets. There might be other remote sensing methods and tools and products that might be able to help identify those. And I think it's definitely a good opportunity for providing some insight into identifying what those mature and old growth forests are. And so I think that's a big part of this executive order, is that focus on the mature and old growth forests. And I think it's also an important step in terms of, you know, an important understanding of where the data are going to come from that will help support that effort. And then the final thing I think is the big, and really kind of a continued focus as I see it from the Biden administration, on nature-based solutions to climate change. And that's another big part of this. And I think the thing to be aware of if you're in the forest industry is just to be aware that some of these multi-agency reports will be coming out related to this. As I mentioned, the U.S. Global Change Research Program being tasked with an assessment and producing something that describes some of these nature-based solutions as it relates to forests. And so I think this is a really important executive order that came out. I think it does definitely relate to us in forestry. It definitely relates to us that quantify forests. It provides new opportunities for, especially as relates to those old growth and mature forests, to using data to inform what those look like. And so before I left my office on Friday, saw this come across, and I thought it really deserves some more diving into and just finding out what exactly it says and really the timeline for it within the next year. And so I hope this is helpful. Again, I'll post a link to the complete executive order that you can have a look at and read. But I think it's really important for us in forests, and it's really important for us to understand what's going on, in particular as it relates to our national forest here across the United States. So thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for listening to the Forest Analytics Landing Podcast. For more information on how data and analytics can empower your organization, visit arbor-analytics.com.